You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Guys, you and Nicole ever start watching something and it's so good to you that you look forward to the next time you can sit down on the couch?
Ted Lasso was the last one.
Yeah, there you go.
Got excited to watch it.
Great example.
Yep.
When is season two of that, by the way? Do we know?
Next month, yeah.
Is it that soon?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Yep. That'll be good timing for us. Because we discovered one that people have been talking about for about 2 months. It's been out for a little less than 2 months. And we just got to it. It's the Kate Winslet show on HBO called Mayor of Easttown. And it's only 7 episodes in the first season. And we just finished number 4 last night. 4 or 5.
Pretty good.
Oh, my God. I mean, talk about hooking you. You know, and it's a crime show or whatever. And watching Kate Winslet play a small town, you know, police officer in Pennsylvania, you know, and having to shelve her British accent and take on that particular dialect of small town Pennsylvania. But it's, the acting is terrific. The writing is spectacular. And it's just good to see more good television.
Nice, so, man. It was on HBO, yeah. You said?
HBO Max, and we are absolutely addicted to it. And it's one of those where there's only a couple more episodes, and we're going to be like, oh man. Now I got to wait for a while.
So, it always stinks, yeah.
So, yeah, we watched one more last night with a big shocking ending to it. So, All right. That was that's my suggestion for people who haven't discovered it yet.
Excellent.
Highly recommend it. What do you got?
Excellent. Knickknack took Lila to her first little sample piano lesson yesterday. Mm-hmm. Very dear family friend of ours, my good friend, we'll be talking about best friends day here in a little bit. My best friend, Sarat, his sister, teaches piano. I actually took piano lessons from Sarat's mom, so they're a very musical family.
Yeah.
But we were like, we got to get Lila into something else. So we took her for her first little sample piano lesson yesterday, and unfortunately, she liked it, and she wants to go back. So we will now add that to the monthly list of things that we're paying for. Yet another reason why we're not getting a house cleaner, Dom. We pay for 2 different rounds of swimming lessons with the kids. We're doing baseball, basketball, reeds and guitar, and now we'll have piano. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that we're paying for there every month. And I would imagine Lila's going to want to start soccer or do something here pretty soon, too.
Dance.
Oh, my God, she's in dance. Hold on, let me add that to my list.
Dance.
She's in dance.
Why don't you add it all up?
I don't want to add it up.
No, add it up. I'd be curious to see what
I'm not fully sure what the swim lessons cost. Nicole handles all the bill stuff. So.
Send her a text. I want to know
I will.
What
I'll have
it
her
monthly
add it
is.
Up.
And not tonight, because I'm glad that they're
well, I know
involved.
Piano's $125 a month. I know that.
For how many lessons?
Four half-hour lessons.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Because Gretchen is starting up piano lessons again. She even got her website rejiggered and stuff like that. And we've been working out pricing and stuff. So.
So there you go. I mean. Kind of sick of this, man. Like, I know it's beneficial. The sports, music, it's all great for their brain.
It's all great for them, yeah.
But, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, we're paying for all this stuff that I know eventually they're going to bail on. Probably the musical instruments, like a lot of people do.
I don't know.
I hope they don't.
Yeah,
I
know she will always have that. You know, she might absolutely take to piano and be a lifelong.
She could be a little prodigy. We don't know.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that she'll go off
she's got long
a concert
fingers.
Pianist or whatever, but I think it's a really cool skill for them to
Absolutely. It's a great skill, great for the mind, but I know I bailed on drums and guitar and baseball and soccer and taekwondo and painting and photography. But you know what? Maybe they'll be like me. They'll be dabblers, so they're kind of know a little bit of everything.
Dip your toe into a bunch of different pools.
See what sticks.
Exactly. I think it's great. Let me ask you this.
Fantastic.
Do you guys own a piano?
No, so we are going to be in the market to get a piano. So let's add that to the list, too.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I was talking to Gretch about it. She did piano lessons so long ago that she and I were not even dating when she did that. It's been a while. And she was telling me all about it. She says she will not take on any kids For lessons, unless there is some form of piano in the person's house.
You're going to have to practice, you know, when they're not there.
She goes, absolutely. She said, you'd be surprised the number of parents who would say, yeah, we don't have it. We're not going to get a piano, but we just want, you know, our child to come once a week and learn. And she's like,
no, they've got to practice.
Yeah, it doesn't work that. They forget everything.
You can buy a little Casio, keyboard, yeah. Something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what she was telling me. She said, it doesn't have to be a big, you know, baby grand piano. You can just get one of those electronic keyboards for like $200.
My mom has been trying to pawn off for quite a few months. They have like an 1800s old-time saloon piano, you know, the upright solid wood, weighs about 9,000 pounds.
Don't get that.
And I know she's been wanting to unload that, so I don't know.
Don't take on that.
I don't think the tuning is way off.
Yeah, $150-$200 for a nice little portable electronic piano.
I think we'll be doing that. One that you can stand upright in a closet is fine for me. I don't need to be ordering sarsaparillas or anything while she's playing, you know.
Because I got news for you, my friend. We have moved her piano twice. No, check that. Three times.
They're so massive.
Three times moving a baby grand, mm-hmm. and that is no fun, including once clear across the country.
Nicole's
not
like,
fun.
Can we take the one your mom has and move it down to the basement? I'm like,
oh.
What? We're going to need like 40 men to help us.
Yeah, a man of experience here. Don't
do that.